Welcome to our co-workers' celebration and our service of Thanksgiving. I'll just give you a little bit of an overview of our program tonight. We're going to have some songs of worship led by Brother Luke, and then Dr. Dixon from CIU will give some words of encouragement. And then we'll have some of the deacons come up and give a little description of their ministries and some words of thanksgiving. And then we'll conclude with a little gift that we have for everyone. So let's begin by coming to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you and praise you for this day that we could come together, Lord, in fellowship around the table. Lord, we thank you for how you have worked in our church so many years, and we thank you for the opportunity that we can work together and labor together, Lord, for the furtherance of your kingdom and to see men and women, boys and girls, Lord, come to a saving knowledge of you and really live your life for you. We are so appreciative of your gifts to the church through your Holy Spirit, and Lord, for the many here in this room who have utilized their spiritual gifts and talents for your kingdom and for your glory. Lord, we now give you this time and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's all rise as Luke leads us in worship.
Yes, we serve a mighty God, and he is great and awesome. If you have noticed, been outside lately, you've seen the beautiful weather, the changing leaves, and we just reminded when we see that how powerful and amazing our Creator is. First song we're going to sing is How Great Thou Art. O Lord my God, when I am awesome wonder, consider all the works thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then shall thou bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great. We are blessed to serve such a powerful God. He, as you look on your life, you see so many blessings in your life. And this second song that we sing reminds us where those blessings come from. It's not the things that we do. It's all from our Creator God. Come thou fount of every blessing. Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise mine Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, here to rescue me from danger, me with his precious blood. No, to grace how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it for thy courts above. How's everybody doing tonight? It is well with our souls. We serve in the church, and we come every Sunday, we come every Friday night, we come other days of the week to make his name known. But most of all, we come because we love the Lord. And when we serve him, we can say it is well with our soul. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate, and hath shed his own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. And Lord, haste the day when my face shall be sad, my clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well with my
Thank you, Ruth, for bringing us to the presence of God. And I was given two assignments today, to introduce Dr. Larry Dixon and to translate for him. So as I look around, I don't need to do my second job today. So welcome, Dr. Dixon. And I'm going to give us all a brief introduction. He was my professor. He taught me maybe a couple of courses, and now he left CIU already, and he's doing pastoral work in Augusta area. Now, he's a wonderful pastor, as you can see in a few moments. And I can even see he can come to our church, probably being our senior pastor, if someone today starts to teach him Chinese, yes, and gave him his talent of learning Greek and learning English and learning how to play ping pong in probably 1 year, and he can speak fluent Chinese, and we can consider him as our senior pastor. But of course, we need to, you know, submit this proposal to our pastor search committee. But anyway, so I really appreciate Dr. Dixon's effort to come here and encourage us, and let us pray for him as he speaks. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this event that we can really show our appreciation toward each other. Especially, we are serving a faithful God. We are serving a mighty God. We thank you for giving us opportunity to serve you. And I pray for Dr. Dixon as he brings up your word to us and to our heart, to encourage us and to give us encouragement. We thank you very much for this moment, for this opportunity we are taking. And please anoint his mouth and give him the right handling of the word, and be a blessing to our church. And also I ask you to bless his church and his family and his every ministry that he's doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, it's a tremendous privilege to be with you tonight, and I thank you for the invitation. I've been here before, in case I look semi-familiar to you. I believe I came a while back and did a bit of a seminar or workshop, and some of you came to that workshop and listened, and others took naps, and your names were written down by the leaders of the church. Just kidding. It's really my privilege to be with you tonight and to spend some time together in God's Word. That's far more important than anything that that I would say or that I would share personally. It's what does the Word of God say? That has to be our absolute standard. In a world so confused about what one's final authority ought to be for what we believe and how we behave, the Word of God has to be our final authority. And so in every facet of life, whether on a personal level or whether on a church level, let's ask, what does God's Word say? And let's do our very best to follow that Word. I've been told I have maybe 2 to 3 hours that I can share with you tonight. Is that what was communicated? Not at all. I understand. I'll keep my comments brief. But as I prayed about and thought about what I could share with you tonight, I was reminded of a very good book that if you've not read it, I would recommend you put it on your reading list. And that's the book, Gary Chapman's book, The Five Love Languages. How many have read that book, The Five Love Languages? Good. Then you're familiar with what Gary Chapman says, that we love and we receive love in 5 different ways. And he talks about those who whose love language is giving gifts, or those whose love language is quality time, those whose love language are words of affirmation, which in a sense is what we're doing tonight. We're affirming those who have served well in this church. The fourth way of loving is acts of service, and the last is physical touch. Physical touch. I think Chapman's onto something there. I really think he is. That's transcultural. That's not simply related to Western Christians, but to Christians all over the world. There are five different ways that we love and five different ways that we could be loved. And I like that first one, the giving of gifts. I like receiving gifts, but giving of gifts is also very important. This is my wife's primary love language. She loves every Saturday morning to go to garage sales. She believes it's part of being a spiritual Christian to go to garage sales every Saturday morning. So if you do something else on Saturday morning, you don't go to garage sales, you should think and examine your own spirituality. But she goes every Saturday morning and buys gifts. Buys gifts for me, buys gifts for the family, for the grandchildren, for strangers. She just buys things at garage sales and often winds up giving them away. That's how she loves. She gives gifts. How she likes to be loved, she would say, would be quality time. That's that second idea. People spending time with her. My love language, that is how I appreciate, how I receive love, are words of affirmation. It means a lot to me for people to say, your message really blessed me. That's encouraging to me. And so words of affirmation, words of encouragement. Sometimes we don't say those words. We just assume that people are okay in their service and that they know they're appreciated. But we need to put into words our affection for them and our appreciation. The fourth gift would be acts of service, looking to serve others. I think that's my daughter's primary love language. And the last would be physical touch. We need human touch. In our non-touch technological age, we need touch. It's important. And so I tease my wife once in a while because I preach every Sunday. I'm preaching in a small church in Augusta, Georgia. And that's only until the end of this year. And starting in January, I will be a teaching pastor up in Asheville, North Carolina, but doing that only on weekends. So we'll be doing a lot of driving. I'll get to know the highway pretty well between here and Asheville. But I'll be there teaching pastor. So when my wife is in the congregation and I preach my heart out, I preach my best sermon. I've spent all kinds of hours studying the text and trying to put together the very best sermon that I can put together. It's important for me after the service, privately, to say to my wife, how did I do? And because the way she loves is not words of affirmation, she'll say, fine. That's devastating to me. But then the next day she goes out and buys me a pair of socks. So that's her gift, you know. Her gift is giving. So she'll buy me a gift. So I have a lot of socks, you know, where my wife is basically saying, you did a good job. It's worth asking the question, how do you love and how do you like to be loved? It's important to talk about that, especially if you're in a marriage situation. I'm amazed as I think through several scriptures as to how the Lord Jesus Christ showed his love for his disciples. And you can jot these texts down if you wish. Let me read them to you. There are a number of passages I want to go to tonight. But I think of this high priestly prayer in John chapter 17, where the Lord Jesus says some amazing things. Listen as he prays to the Father. John 17, verse 6. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me. Listen. And they have obeyed your word. Really? When? So often we see the disciples responding not in, how did you know that was my text? It's amazing. They respond not out of obedience, but out of disobedience, out of a lack of faith. But there in verse 6, he says, they have obeyed your word. If you jump down to verse 10, Jesus says this, all I have is yours and all you have is mine, and glory has come to me through them. Talk about words of affirmation. Glory has come to me through them. I could fully understand if Jesus had said to the Father, an embarrassment has come to me through them. Humiliation, trial, grief, trouble. That's not what he says. Are y'all with me? glory. Glory has come to me through them. So, may I suggest the Lord Jesus loved his disciples by saying very positive things about their imperfect, finite walk of obedience. You know, every culture is fallen. Whether it's Western culture or Chinese culture or African culture, every culture is fallen. And we all have our strengths and our weaknesses. I think in Western culture, people can get way too quickly proud and boastful about what they do or what they say or how they behave. It's also possible that some cultures don't give enough attention to words of affirmation, to encouraging each other in their service. You know, it's not humility to deny our gifts. When the Lord gives us gifts and gives us abilities to serve Him, it should not surprise us when Christians come and speak words of affirmation to us. Maybe say to us, I deeply appreciate what you've done. Thank you for your service. I would argue it's unspiritual to say to someone, don't thank me, thank Jesus. Are y'all listening? I don't think it's spiritual to say, don't thank me, thank Jesus. I think a better response is, thank you, I'm glad the Lord could use it. It's not humility to deny the gifts that God has given to us. And when other human beings recognize the gifts that we have and thank us for our service, that's a positive thing. That's not a negative thing. Because I think all of us deep down need to be loved in various ways, and most of us need to hear words of affirmation. Now, what I want to do in the rest of my time is look at some of the statements that the Apostle Paul makes about some of his fellow workers. Maybe you've noticed those. Or maybe, if you're like me, you've kind of skipped over them as you've done your Bible study and you've moved on to some other section. Paul makes a lot of personal references in his epistles and says some astounding things about those with whom he worked or about whom he knew were engaged in ministry. So let me give you a few texts here. Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 6. Philippians 1, 3 through 6. Paul says, I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. What an amazing statement. Notice he uses the expression, your partnership in the gospel. We're in this together. We are called co-laborers with Christ. Can you think of a more exalted title than that? We are co-workers with the Lord Jesus. We are involved in a partnership in the gospel. As Paul says there in Philippians chapter 1, he is thankful for those believers. If you go over to Colossians chapter 1, verses 3 through 8. Colossians chapter 1, verses 3 through 8. Here's what Paul says. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we've heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all God's people, the faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven, and about which you've already heard in the true message of the gospel that has come to you. In the same way, the gospel's bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. Did you see it there? Paul names names. He does that when it comes to heretics. He does that when it comes to false teachers. He does not hesitate to spell out those who are upsetting the household of God. That's a kind of negative thing. Important, but negative. In a positive sense, he names his co-workers. And here he focuses upon Epaphras. Notice he calls him our dear fellow servant, a faithful minister of Christ. Aren't those wonderful words? Don't you kind of wish your first name was Epaphras? Right? Are you all following what I'm trying to say tonight? Trying to say we need to go out of our way to speak words of affirmation to each other, to affirm one another, to say, I thank God for the work and the service that you are giving as you are a faithful minister of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not wrong to do that. I would argue it's wrong not to do that. And Paul is setting us an example here. I've got five more texts. Are y'all, you're sitting down? You're okay? I just got going on this. I had more fun going through this. When you get to be my age, you discover you go to bed about 9 or 9:30. It's getting real close to my bedtime right now. But my wife and I are up at 5, 5:15, 5:30. We're up nice and early. And I love spending time in the Word. I have a blog, if you should ever want to follow my blog. It's very easy to find. And I can see you all reaching for pens because you want to follow someone else's blog. It's found at larrydixon.wordpress.com. One word, my name, larrydixon.wordpress.com. I've been going through the book of Psalms. I've been having a wonderful time early in the morning going through the book of Psalms. I've discovered so many things as I kind of blog about the Psalms. I'm already up to Psalm 104. I have blog entries all the way to the middle of next year. If Jesus comes back, it's going to mess up my blog something fierce. I also occasionally have political cartoons as well. I don't know about you, but I believe our God is sovereign and he's driving us to our knees at this time of the year as we suffer through the evil of two lessers. Paul goes on in Colossians chapter 4 toward the end of the book and says this, Colossians 4 beginning of verse 7. Tychicus will tell you all the news about me. He's a dear brother, a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord. I'm sending him to you for the express purpose that you may know about our circumstances, that he may encourage your hearts. He is coming with Onesimus, our faithful and dear brother, who is one of you. They will tell you everything that's happening here. My fellow prisoner, Aristarchus, sends you his greetings, as does Mark, a cousin of Barnabas. You've received instructions about him. If he comes to you, welcome him. Jesus, who's called Justice, also sends greetings. These are the only Jews among my co-workers for the kingdom of God, and they've proved a comfort to me. Epaphras, notice a second reference to him, who was one of you and a servant of Christ Jesus, sends greetings. He's always wrestling in prayer for you, that you may stand firm in all the will of God, mature and fully assured. I vouch for him that he's working hard for you and for those at Laodicea and Hierapolis. Our dear friend Luke, the doctor, and Demas send greetings. Give my greetings to the brothers and sisters at Laodicea and to Nympha and the church in her house. Again, Paul does not hesitate to name names. And he speaks positively about these co-workers. Did you notice the reference in verse 14 to Demas? In another epistle, we learn that Demas has loved this present world and turned away from the faith. I wonder if when we don't speak words of affirmation to each other, if we are actually encouraging believers to become cold to the things of God. Notice the reference again, by the way, to Epaphras in verse 12. He's always wrestling in prayer for you. I grew up in North Carolina, and I remember going to high school, and the one part of gym class that I hated was wrestling class. We called it wrestling class. And the reason I hated it is because I was rather thin at the time, and the coach would always pair me up with some large, fat, sweaty guy, and we'd have to wrestle. And the wrestling room that we had in that high school in North Carolina, the wrestling room, had mats on the floor, right? And that would basically to make it softer when you got pinned by some large, fat, sweaty guy. But on the ceilings, they had posters on the ceilings. And the poster read something like this: if you can read this, you've been pinned. I was the speed reader in wrestling class. I read all the signs. I don't have happy memories of that. Epiphras wrestles for you in prayer. It's one thing to do that, and it's important that we do that for each other. But may I suggest to you there are times when we need to go beyond wrestling in prayer for each other and maybe tell the other person, I'm wrestling in prayer for you. I'm praying for you. You may be going through something very difficult right now, but I, by God's grace, am praying for you. Four more texts. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. Here we read the following. Paul says, for what is our hope, our joy, or the crown in which we will glory in the presence of our Lord Jesus when he comes? Is it not you? Indeed, you are our glory and joy. Can you say that about any other Christian? Are you so invested in other believers that you not only thank God for their service, but they're such an encouragement to you, you'd actually refer to them as your glory and your joy? It almost sounds unspiritual, doesn't it, to elevate other human beings that high? Paul did it. He was grateful for the ministry of those that knew him and served him with him in the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, 19 and 20. How about 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 and 13? 1 Thessalonians 5, 12 and 13 says, now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you. There you go. You need any more reasons to have a meeting like this? Acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. We are on solid biblical grounds in acknowledging those who work hard among us. Can I hear an amen? That was the most pathetic amen I've ever heard in all my years in church. Can I hear a more enthusiastic amen? Amen. That was better. That was better. Once in a great while, I get to preach in African American churches. I love it. You know why? They let you know how you're doing. If you're doing okay, they say amen. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. If you're struggling, they'll say, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. I have heard more mercies than I can count. But they talk to you, right? They talk to you. We are on solid ground in acknowledging those who work hard among us. Two other texts, 2 Thessalonians 1, 3 and 4. 2 Thessalonians 1, 3 and 4. We ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love all of you have for one another is increasing. Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you are enduring. Boasting about anybody else? Where to do that? Now, that's not only words of affirmation from you to that other person. That's words of affirmation about that other person you're sharing with other people. Does that make sense? Not only do we speak words of affirmation to each other, we ought to say nice things about each other to other people. Why? Because we love each other and because we are thankful for what God is doing in our lives. And that is evidence of our love for one another. And last text is 2 Thessalonians 2, 16 and 17. 2 Thessalonians 2, 16 and 17. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. I need encouragement. How about you? I really need encouragement. Hallelujah. Have mercy, Jesus. I need encouragement, and I bet you do too. I bet you do too. Some of us act like we don't need anybody to ever notice what we're doing, and we don't ever need anybody to point out what we're doing and thank us for what we're doing. That's not, I've made my case, haven't I? I think I've proved categorically that if the Apostle Paul is our example, we need to be looking for opportunities to speak words of affirmation to each other, and maybe once in a while, even buy each other socks. No, I'm kidding about that part, but you know, showing our love for each other, showing our love for the Lord, showing our thanksgiving for God, enabling each of us to serve in the ways that we do. So I congratulate all of you. I encourage all of you in doing what you're doing tonight. It's an important thing. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for these words of encouragement. We desperately need to hear your voice in our hearts, encouraging us in the ministries that we have been given. Lord, we want to be faithful. We want to give you the glory, but we also want to be biblical in the sense that we acknowledge each other's contributions to the overall mission of the Lord Jesus. Help us to do that, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Dixon, for those encouraging words. We're now going to spend our next section having some of the deacons come up and express some words of appreciation for those who have served in their area of ministry. And so for those of you who are deacons, I'm not going to come up and introduce each of you, but you can come up when it's your time. And our first brother who will share is Richard Young. He is our deacon chair and our clerk, and so I'll give him a few moments, and then after that I'll be back up.
Well, I would like to appreciate our church family, our members, our brothers and sisters. Without you, we are nothing. We appreciate your support, your participation, and your love. We appreciate many of you who serve either more visibly or less visibly behind the scene. I also appreciate my fellow board members, appreciate the pastors and the tech team, fellow sound system operators, fellow projector operators. Thank you very much for your fellowship and for your ministry. Thank you very much. To God be the glory.
Our next area of thanksgiving is Christian education, and I'll begin with that. We have actually three different areas of Christian education in our church. There's the children's ministry, and Sarah Beth will come and share in a minute. We also have English ministry, Sunday school, and we have three classes for that. We have a middle school class, high school class, and college adult class. And then we also have Chinese Sunday school, and so Pastor Kunming will share a little bit about that. But I would like to especially thank those who have been involved in the English Sunday school classes, who have served either as a teacher or maybe who have served as an assistant. Our middle school class this year, I think, has about 25 kids. I think mostly boys, and so it's a challenging class, and Dan leads that along at times with some assistance. So if for those of you who are serving in the English Sunday school, can you stand and we can acknowledge you? And actually, Andrew was one of the assistants who persevered with the young ones, too, so we thank him as well. I'm now going to give the time to Sarah Beth, and I really do appreciate her. She has been serving with us for about 2 years now, and as most of you know, through the church email, she has recently resigned and will be going back home to North Carolina, but we really appreciate all she's done for our children these last 2 years. So let's give Sarah Beth a round of applause.
Thank you. So I would like to acknowledge everyone who has served in children's ministry, whether Sunday school, nursery, kids worship, special programs, CRC, or VBS. We have like over, on average, 50 to 60 children on Sunday mornings and about 50 volunteers who serve and rotate every month for the quarter. So if you have served in any of those capacities in children's ministry, would you please stand? Thank you.
Like Pastor Tom just mentioned, I would like to thank all the coworkers who have taught the Sunday school classes. You know, for over the years, I can imagine many of you served faithfully in teaching. And also, I have two other areas that I would like to give thanks for the visitation and prayer. So I have, you know, people who went to visit people along with me, and also I know a lot of people who are praying for me and praying that our church can have a better visitation team and a welcoming team and more prayer orders. So I would like also thank those of you who have helped in that area. And the other area that I would like to give special thanks is the mission committee, not only mission committee members, but also some of you, many of you who is heavily involved in mission by, you know, by giving, by praying, by even sharing materials and that kind of thing. So if you have served in above three areas that I just mentioned, please stand up, and I just would like to give you thanks. So Sunday school teachers and the mission and the caring team, and who, I think Daping and Jingwei, and I think the, you know, Richard, thank you very much. I also appreciate, before I step down, I really appreciate one, probably a few, co-workers who actually literally bought me socks. So thank you very much.
This year, I was asked to be the deacon of worship, and I wasn't sure why I was asked, because I haven't set foot in the Chinese worship in I don't know how many years, and I still have not this year. So in saying that, I really do appreciate those who take care of responsibilities in the Chinese worship, because I'm not there. You guys, the ones who have worked in the worship have done their responsibility, have done a good job in working all together. And really, what you know, Sunday is our busiest day. And if everybody did not do their responsibilities on Sunday morning, there wouldn't be much happening here on this piece of property. But because everybody has pitched in on a Sunday morning, we have Sunday services. We have worship songs. We have projection. We have ushers. We all work together to glorify God in this one, in these buildings. So when I think about Sunday worship, I think about three categories of people. One's those who are up front, who are up here, up front on the stage. Those who are around, but you know, not up front, and then those who are behind the scenes. So I'm going to cover all these people in these three categories. So for both English and Chinese worship service, if you have been a presider, you've been a worship leader, been on a worship team, if you've been on the choir, or if you preached, if you have preached, you've been up. I'd like all of you to stand. All of you that have been, we have seen you. Thank you for your service. The ones that are not up front, maybe, they'll be like the ushers. If you've been an usher, if you've been a sound operator or projector operator, sound operator, projector operator, I'd like you to stand too. All right, so we had two over there. Who else? All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. And then there are the people that are totally behind the scenes. We've got our bulletin preparers. We've got the ones who prepare the PowerPoints ahead of time. And then we also have our interpreters. I understand interpreters now, they don't stand up here anymore, right? Yeah, so it used to be the interpreters were standing side by right here next to the speaker. Now they're in the back room, okay? So they're behind the scenes. So if you've been an interpreter, you've been a bulletin preparer, and a PowerPoint preparer, I want you to stand too. Thank you. And then really the last people I want to thank are the ones that have volunteered to be coordinators with me to help me as a deacon of worship. This year, we had coordinators for each section or each responsibility that, for our church. And so this year, Jack Lee and Abraham Wong were in charge of the worship, and unfortunately they're not here tonight. Alan Young was helping me with coordinating the AV people and the presiders, and then Zufheim was helping me coordinate the PowerPoint preparers. So I really appreciate the four of them for helping making my job easier, especially since I don't come to the Chinese service. So I really appreciate them. Thank you very much. That's right. Forgot. Next group of people. Youth group. I really want to thank my youth group leaders. It's just right now there's only four of us and we're losing one. We're losing Sarah Beth. So in thanking, in saying thanks to them, I ask you all to pray very, very hard because we need some more people to come and be disciples and mentors for our children. But I do want to say thanks to Sarah Beth, especially the last 2 years in helping us with the youth group. And I only say this because she's leaving. I say this because I want her to know that when she came here, she did far above what I expected. I mean, I really appreciated her initiative to and ask me, you know, what can I do, or you know, I wasn't expecting any more, and she went way above and beyond that. So anyways, anybody who has been a youth leader, small group leader at in the youth group, I want to ask you to stand so we can appreciate you. And the last group that I want to appreciate is the youth group worship team. I know we only have only two here, right, tonight? But you know, I wish there was more here because I want to say how important that is for our youth to be developing their talents for the Lord. And so I'm glad to see that we have at least two here. So at least you two can stand up. There's more. They're not just two of them. So if you've been in the youth worship team, please stand.
The next, we're going to continue with the area of fellowship. The youth group would be considered one of our fellowships, but we also have many other fellowships in the church. We have student fellowship, which we'll be acknowledging in a minute through Pastor Kunming, but we also have many fellowships that meet during the week. We have an English adult fellowship that meets monthly. We have a Cantonese fellowship. We have Friday fellowship. What's the Friday fellowship called? New Life. I should know that. New Life Fellowship and Irmo Pleasant Places and Northeast Fellowship and Brother Joseph, I know you have a fellowship now. So we have many fellowships, and I'm probably missing some. So if you are involved in leading or administrating a fellowship, can you please stand?
Well, for the student fellowship, I would like to thank all the coworkers who are either, you know, leading the Bible study or pre-study, or bring the snack and carrying the children and initiate the gospel dinner and coordinating the driving for, you know, drivers for USC students shopping. And I'm pretty sure I have missed many other things. But just for those coworkers, if you have participated in that area, please stand up. Yeah. Sorry. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Brother Simon could not be here tonight because he is at a work function with his wife, but he handles the evangelism. He's the evangelism deacon of the church, and this past couple of, like a month ago maybe, not even a month ago, we had an event. We had a musical performance, a piano performance, if you remember, and that was well attended. Many seekers did come to know that. We also know that there's evangelism going on in different aspects too, in the student fellowship and different gospel retreats and personal visitations and things like that. So we would like to thank those who are involved in evangelism. If you are involved in evangelism in any way, can you stand? Everybody can stand. No, that's, well, we thank everyone and for your participation, and even for some of these events that you may not have been leading in. The fact that you have invited people is really important because our friends do need to hear the gospel. The next area is missions, and I think we've already covered that. We did have a good missions conference just a few weeks ago, and we praise the Lord for how He's working through all of our missionaries throughout the world. Sandy here? Our treasurer, I don't believe is here either, but I can, on behalf of Sandy, I'm not going to have you stand up if you've given any donations to the church. But we do thank you for those who have been faithfully giving tithes and offerings, and I especially want to thank those who have gone above and beyond in their giving, often giving sacrificially. And so we've had numerous, over the years, special mercy fund offerings. Say right now we have one for Haiti, and we had one for Niger. And if you recall, the Niger fund that we had was because their churches were burned down in Niger because of the France cartoon thing. And from what Pastor Wong said, it was the donations of our church that's actually enabling them to build a new church. And so I think we can really praise the Lord for our partnership with churches around the world. And so I praise the Lord for that, and may the Lord bless our continued giving. General service, Da Ping.
This year I'm the deacon for general service. General service is called general service because it's general. That means everybody can participate in, and indeed everybody in the church, and that's something in the general service. And Amanda does not believe me, right? So if you serve the lunch as a member of a fellowship, you does general service. If you do the, we call the traffic control, like Dr. Xu and Jingwei, so you are doing general service. And if you, after lunch, you put your plate in the trash bin, you are doing a general service. And when you come out of the bathroom and tell me, Daping, so we run out of toilet paper, that's general service. Yeah, basically, indeed, I thank everybody for the participation and make my work job really easy. And also, you know, when the food is not delicious enough, you can blame me. And at least tell me, then I can order better food, hopefully, next time. And if really sometimes... we do, friends, people told me, we need to change something in terms of food or the other service, and do let me know. And I really thank everybody, and maybe I need, Dr. Dixon told me, so I need to thank the God making everybody, participate in the general service, and thank you.
Okay, the building and ground of the church, we have a big building, the building other side. So many things need to be upkeep and need so many time and effort for from everyone to upkeep them, such as cleaning, or air condition, water, and repair and maintenance. So other than Julie and Tracy, who responsible for the cleaning and the taking care of the yard, many brother and sister, heavy Sunday, heavy year, the church-wide cleaning day, heavy chance they will contribute their time and effort helping it. So I thank you, all of you.
The last and final area is entitled miscellaneous. If you haven't been thanked in any way, we'd like to thank you now. One of the things when we were talking about this was, what if we forget somebody? Someone's going to come up to me afterwards and say, Pastor Tom, you didn't mention me, and they'll get mad. And I'm like, this isn't supposed to be a time where we get mad at each other. We're supposed to encourage one another. So I know that there's so much that goes on behind the scenes, not only in worship but in everything. There's many of you who go out and visit people when they're sick or encourage them or send them an email or a card or just do something thoughtful for someone, praying for others. So many things that we do for each other in the church, and for that I'd just like to thank you and thank God. Now, our last part of the service now is what I've entitled Distribution of Gifts. So if your love language is gift, this is your lucky day. What I have here is I found this and online, and I thought it was perfect because it's a little coin. You can't buy anything with it, but what it says is worth more than gold. Our theme this year is share our faith, hope, and love. And so the coin says faith, hope, and love. And then on the back it says, and now faith, hope, love, but the greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians 13:13. And so if some deacons can come up and distribute these, we'd just like for you to have this little token of appreciation from our deacons. So, can I have a few deacons, please? And as that's being distributed, let's all stand as we close in song.
Let's end tonight by singing to our God, who gives us all the talents that we use to serve Him. And let's give thanks to Him with a joyful heart and with a sincere heart. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks with a holy one. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Let's sing it one more time. Let's take it up. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks.
What you have done through your Son, Jesus Christ. He was the Word. He became flesh, and He made His dwelling among us. And that is the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is why we give you thanks. We thank you very much for who you are, for what you have done through your Son, Jesus Christ. And may the grace of your Son, Jesus Christ, and the mercy of you yourself and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Have a good night.